As more students identify as transgender and gender nonconforming, colleges are changing housing policies to accommodate them. In Tallahassee, one student group is pushing FSU to be more inclusive. I'm Robbie Gaffney. Jay Galante is a senior at Florida State University who's president of Gender Odyssey, a transgender and non-binary student social group. They're pushing FSU to be more proactive in reaching out to transgender and gender nonconforming students when they're going through the housing process.
Our institution that is meant to protect us and house us should be reaching out to our community and making accommodations on their end.
FSU says if a transgender or gender nonconforming student wants to ensure they are roomed with someone who is accepting of them, they can call the housing office. In a statement, the university says it tries to pair these students with others who have similar concerns or are allies, and alternatively can offer them private suites. Galante says the lack of upfront information on the housing website makes him feel excluded.
I was so unbelievably close to attending the University of Central Florida, UCF, in Orlando, rather than FSU, Florida State University, for the sole and exclusive reason that UCF has transgender inclusive housing policy and has had it for a while now, and FSU does not.
Unlike FSU, UCF's housing application asks students if their gender identity differs from the one listed on their application. UCF's Elijah Mizell says students can then fill out how they'd like to identify.
So they can identify as male, female, or neutral. We recognize that that's not all the iterations or versions that are out there in terms of how students may identify, but those are the three categories that we're working with.
That means students who identify as neutral will be roomed with others who identify that way. The same goes for male and female. Students can also ask to be assigned mixed gender rooms.
The number of folks who kind of took advantage of this or used this has increased steadily over the years, right?
In 2008, UCF started asking students how they identified on its housing application. 4 students identified as transgender in 2008. This year, 98 students are asking for gender-inclusive housing accommodations. Instead of asking students about their identity, Florida International University's application asks students if they would feel comfortable living in gender-inclusive housing. FIU's Andrew Naylor.
So it in no way commits them to living in gender-inclusive housing, but it gives us information in the event that we need to try to fill a vacancy in a gender-inclusive housing room.
Shane Winmeyer is founder and executive director of the Campus Pride Index. It first began reading colleges on their policies toward LGBTQ students in 2007. Winmeyer says back then, there were few colleges providing trans-inclusive accommodations.
In 2014, we basically had to gut our assessment of the benchmarks and raise them for trans inclusion, because what we were finding was that in the period of 2007 to 2014, even the trans community and their needs became more visible in higher education.
Winmeyer says over the years, his group has raised the benchmark for colleges based on awareness of the community's needs.
One of the things we did, and particularly with trans folks, is that we looked at, you know, gender non-binary, right, which that conversation around non-binary, you know, we were focused on trans-binary people, trans men, trans women.
Winmeyer says campus's policies toward transgender and gender nonconforming students have been improving. He says in Florida, there's some standout universities like UCF. But Winmeyer says more universities need to participate in getting assessed by the Campus Pride Index.
If I had to rate Florida in comparison to other states, I would say that you're middle of the road. You're not quite excelling, and there's room for improvement as a state, for sure. You would probably get a C+.
Winmeyer says transgender and gender nonconforming students are starting to become more visible and vocal on campus.
If we think about it, really, an LGBTQ student is a student of color. An LGBTQ student is a person of faith. An LGBTQ student is your star athlete, right? Like, LGBTQ people cross all intersections of our college campus, but yet we don't necessarily think about them when we think about their safety, their ability to learn, or retaining them. And so I want to make sure, you know, for those people who are listening, that this isn't just a topic of trans inclusion or gender inclusive housing. This is about all students on a campus feeling safe enough to learn and to live and grow.
As for Jay Galante and the group Gender Odyssey, they will continue pushing for more inclusive housing initiatives at FSU. For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.